And good evening. Welcome to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, along with Coach Fred Smith, being brought to you by St. Hatch University. Fredo, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's always, you know, I keep forgetting, you know, all those years I coached, I never, you know, paid attention to my surroundings. And now I always say, wow, what a beautiful month September is. What a, you know, beautiful month October. And how terrible November is. And then, but I was so into coaching basketball, I never paid attention, you know.
You were in the gym all November and December.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention. I'm going, man, it's dark all the time. But other than that, doing well.
It is dark.
It is.
Get up and it's dark and you leave, it's dark.
Yeah. And you know, we're kind of switching all the good football stuff, and now we're into basketball some. And so it's getting pretty exciting. It's always a good time.
Two big games tomorrow night here on the Cave. It's the Maple City. What is it? It's for the milk jug for the men. I don't think the women have an actual.
Yeah, they used to have a trophy, but really, what it is, it's just to see the two schools in our city play sports together. It should bring out a ton of Siena and Adrian alums and people in the county that are interested in good college basketball. It'll be fun tomorrow. I don't think none of the teams are off to a great start. Our women, I think, maybe are 3-3, but I think we're going to see closely competitive games, which makes it fun.
And that's over at Adrian College
tomorrow night. 6-8, isn't it?
I believe so, yes.
I got to be on time tomorrow.
Yeah, Ian was mad about that because he's like, 8 o'clock for the men, and then they got the media timeouts. He's like, you don't need these extra media timeouts.
Yeah, I know. I I've been so outspoken on that, I should probably be quiet about it. I call them coaches' timeouts. They were media timeouts. But the thing is what is really going on and why we do 6-8. And I can only talk from athlete.
Right.
Your other teams have got to practice.
Yeah.
And they if we start them even at 5 or 5:30, they got to get their practice time in. And so I'm sure that's why it's at 6-8.
I know, but still, man, that's a late.
Well, yeah, everything has moved up. Heck, remember when we were kids, the Tigers played their night games at 8 o'clock. Then it got to 7:30, then after 7.
Yeah.
And
it's funny. I look online. There's a Facebook page dedicated to, like, if you're from Adrian or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard about
this. And it'll have old articles of games and things, and it'll have schedules and stuff. And there's old high school games that started like at 8 o'clock at night and stuff. And it just cracks me up. I'm thinking, you know, in this, what people do from 5 until 8 or whatever, or 3 for the factory workers.
Right,
you know, I mean, you had to wait that long. And high school kids, it just seemed odd that some of these things would start that late, too.
Yeah, it does, because now you got to make sure you're 7:30 or 7 o'clock.
You know?
And the thing when we did the 5:30, 7:30 doubleheaders, that caused a lot of people that if you have the 5:30 game, if it was men or women, it's tough for the parents to get there by 5:30. That's really the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, it'll be 6-8 tomorrow, and that 8 isn't going to start at 8 with a 6 o'clock game. Probably start about 10 after 8, Jeff.
I know. Ian's got the next few days off, so he was griping about wanting to get out of town. But
well, good for him, you know. I'm glad he's worked hard and he's fun to work with, but and he's, you know.
And you'll be on the air with Pat tomorrow.
Yeah.
As Pat, before he takes his annual pilgrimage to Florida.
Yeah, that isn't until February, is it?
No, you're right. So, end of January. Yeah. So he's.
And then he always has, he used to have his, last year, his Michigan Bowl game. He used to go to all the games.
Yeah.
And there ain't many games you're going to Michigan this year. You certainly don't want to be in Columbus on Saturday.
But there is, they have qualified for a bowl game.
Yeah, and being a Wolf fan, I'm proud. But, boy, I'll be hiding on Saturday because I think Ohio State want to score about 50.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
No.
Not going to be good. But, again, men's basketball tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, as the men just lost to Aquinas, but they beat Dearborn the other day.
Right, which is a good win.
Yeah, that's, as you said, there's teams when you look at teams you should beat in conference.
And they beat Defiance and Dearborn.
Yeah.
And really came from 20 down with Aquinas. I heard it was a crazy ending.
Yeah.
I actually kept an eye on it on my online, and I turned it off, and I found out they followed our guy from like 80 foot away.
Yeah.
So you heard about it.
Yeah, Ian was there. He was telling me a little bit about it. But they outscored them 43-24 in that second half.
Yeah.
But then we're outscored 13-8 in the overtime period. But as you said, it's nice for them to get a win. Yeah, like this, Kuiper team the other day. Who the heck?
Yeah. We
and Dearborn beat Kuiper, I think.
Yes, they beat him pretty handily, too.
So I don't know how Kuiper came in and beat us.
I wouldn't really want to, nowadays you got so many people that are into the gambling legally, and I'm sure you don't gamble on these games, but, my word, the Saints would be hard to handicap right now.
Yes, they would.
And I don't know about the Bulldogs. I don't think they've got off to a great start either. If I looked at it, I think they're 0-3 or something like that. And where our ladies at least are 3-3, but I don't think Aquinas has beaten us in probably 5 to 10 years.
Wow.
And they got us the other night. But coach has taken over a whole new team without some great players. And
I'm looking at Adrian College men just to see what's going on with that. For a little handicapping for tomorrow, they lost to Denison. They beat Bluffton.
Oh, they did beat Bluffton.
Yep, 70-69.
Well, that's a good win.
Yeah, and then they lost to Ohio Northern and to Capital. And fairly close. I mean, Denison was 72-68 that they
lost.
That's
good.
And Capital was a 63-61 game.
Well, God, they're in the ball
game. Yeah, and then Ohio Northern, though, was a 92-60. But
right. Yeah, so it's ought to be an interesting game, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, again, you do have two teams that are, neither one of them are beating the doors down on the men's side.
Well, in the last few years, the games have been really close for the men.
Yeah.
I mean, really close games. And probably Adrian should have won last year. And probably we should have won the year before that when they won.
Right.
And, because, we broadcast them all. And for whatever reason, Sue was just talking today a few years ago. They won 27 games and lost very few games, but lost to Adrian that year. So that will let you know that, as we found out in football, college football this past weekend, you can throw records out the window.
Right.
Get to rivalries.
Well, I'm looking back. There's actually a little history on the website here. This goes back to 23, so it was 72-40. Siena won last year in 23.
Right.
The history of all Adrian College, Siena leads at 30-9
in
wins. 30 wins.
Men or women's?
This is the men's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll keep on the men's for a minute and then we can switch over.
Yeah. Well, it was even in there. And then, for a while, I remember we had beaten them 15 years in a row. And then we lost one. And, boy, did I hear about it from my Adrian College buddies.
Said the longest losing streak was 21 games, actually, from 88 to 2010.
Oh, wow.
Their win streak, they had two. They won in 17 and 19. The first matchup was in 77.
Yeah.
Adrian College actually won that one 84-64.
I was there.
64.
I coached in every one of them or seen every one of them.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever missed one. So the women there, remember a couple years, and I'm not trying to switch, we played opposite sites.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally got it, because we're trying to get the home and away thing. And
right.
The double hair has been good because I like that idea. But I wish we could get, I could talk to the old coaches, and that's what happens, you get to be my age, we're just, nobody listens to us anymore. We should be playing tonight.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is we'd have our students in town,
mm-hmm.
and you'd have another 300 to 500 kids in the, tomorrow, everybody breaks because there's no school Wednesday,
right.
And everybody leaves.
Gets out of town.
And I know the coaches wanted this, so they have an extra day to prepare, But I think the atmosphere is always what made the Adrian game so special.
Yeah.
Was, you know, you got to play in an atmosphere that was pretty raucous to see how your kids handle that. You
know? Right. Yeah, that would be, it would be nice to be able to have that bigger atmosphere.
I'm going to have to ask the vice president of athletics there, Sue.
Yes.
So I'm giving her the devil. I did a little promo, a fundraising promo with her today, and we spent time together, and I always kid her about the vice, but I'm going to have to get on her about that. But, you know, and I just think it'd be, and it's not about making money or anything. It's just about getting interest back in the game.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, the first matchup, 84-64, Adrian College won back in 77. They're 5-5 in the last 10 matchups.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's gotten very even. The second matchup was at our place. We just opened the field house, and I think, I don't know what it was. It was a one-point game, 75-77. I'm trying to remember the second. Final score was 75-74, something
67-66.
Like yeah. And that was when Adrian had a three-point lead in the ball, and we scored to cut it to one, and they didn't have to inbound. They inbound the ball 2 seconds, and Al stole it and flipped it to a guy. They fouled Tyrone Richardson. He made them both. Coach Sanifer, and Adrian didn't even have to – back then, the clock didn't stop, remember?
Yes.
They just held the ball, won the game. And that was a big win in just getting our basketball program going, though, back in 1978.
Yeah, that long time ago.
That is.
Largest margin of victory was a 62-40 win that Adrian College had at that point in time on their website.
Yeah.
Smallest was a 86-85 win back in 19. So some interesting stats on that.
Somebody's doing some research. I like it.
Yeah, this is over on the AC website. So
hey, Josh, you hear that, man?
I'm going to switch over to the women's, and let's see if we can get – because Coach Rob just said he's – I said, you come in the station? He said, yes. So we want to talk a little sports, e-sports here tonight, and so we're waiting for –
we'll have to ask Coach Rob if we played Adrian in any e-sports.
Yeah. So let me see. We've got Siena Heights history on this one. So – they have a three-game losing streak. It's 16 wins to 26 losses for on that side of it for the women.
Much closer.
Yeah. Longest win streak was 3 games. Longest losing streak was 10. 12-12 at home and 4-14 at home. So they play a little better
home. Handicappers, this ought to be good games.
They lost the first matchup 71-66 back in 1982.
82 is when they first played.
Yeah. 92 was the biggest. They lost 98-59. Siena won that one pretty handily. So, but yeah, that's it's pretty nice. And again, last year, Siena beat them 60-40. So that was a good win there. So once again, we're going back to a few years, but
and with a new coach and I forget his name at the Adrian College. He had a heck of a pedigree coaching at Duke and North Carolina.
Yeah, Sam. Goodness, I just drew a blank on it. I'll pull it up in a second here. Coaches,
but you know he. You know, it's
Sam Miller.
It's a new, you know, because Coach Kathy Morris has been there for so long.
Right. Right. Yeah, you know, and again, they got a team that, you know, I he was on the Cave one morning, and I believe it was, and he was talking about this, you know, the roster that he's got and the team trying to get it figured out. And, you know, they're one of those that, hey, they're trying to see what they can do, you know, as being a new coach, new staff, new everything with it. And trying to see, you know, what they can pull together, and they're, you know, trying to get things figured out as well. And I think he said, you know, definitely wins are important, but right now I think a lot of it he was trying to kind of, you know, build that culture up a little bit and trying to see what's going on there. And they're 1-4 overall.
So they
they lost to Oberlin 63-60. Lost to Hiram 58-44, lost to Denison lost to La Roche, and they beat Manchester the other night, 68-59.
Okay.
So, again, they're struggling a little as well. And, again, I think they're trying to get their footing, you know, and, you know, and talking with Coach Leatherwood, too, for, you know, on the Siena side, is that, you know, that's another thing going on. It's, you know, just they've had a kind of a roster turnover the last couple of years.
Well, you know, when you lose the one lady played for us 5 years, who was just a tremendous all-around player, and then I think four seniors last year.
Right.
And she's trying to transform the club into a little more up-tempo, but they're sound like they're having a little hard time scoring the ball.
Right.
Though Dearborn, they handled them pretty good. They're a little weaker, but...
Yeah, Ayanna Wan had 27 the other night against Dearborn.
And you would never think, and it's great for Ayanna, but she scores 27. That's awesome, you know. But you know, she did say she was gonna. She's worked on her 3-point suit.
Yes,
sitting right at this chair right here. Give her credit, but the Aquinas loss. I mean, I can't even remember the last time Aquinas beat us, and especially at our place.
So right,
that had to be a tough one.
Are they kind of the, you know, when you talk Aquinas on both of that, you know, men and women, are they the school in Grand Rapids that has the tougher time recruiting the Grand Rapids area?
Well, maybe in basketball, their volleyball team is unbelievable.
Okay.
They had 3 D1 transfers. I just talked to Coach Kim Barrington. They won their opening round of the NAIA Volleyball Nationals. I'm looking them up. Their record is unbelievable. So, and their soccer team, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Their women's soccer. So, with basketball, is a different animal in Grand Rapids. So, with the Hope Calvin.
Right.
Then you throw in the Cornerstone.
Right.
All of them have been so successful the last numbers of years. It's probably been hard for Aquinas to get their share of kids, you know?
Yeah, because are they Aquinas, is that a Catholic institution?
Yeah, they're Dominican.
Yeah.
In fact, just like us, you know, we used to have a Dominican Cup with them. The Adrian Dominicans, Grand Rapids Dominicans, are offshoot of the...
Well, and you wonder if some of the reformists, they don't go to Aquinas, they'll go to some of the other schools. I mean, as far as, you know, what they have out there, you know, some of the schools that are...
Yeah,
I
remember... I shouldn't mention his name, but he's an old Adrian, my brother-in-law. God rest his soul, Joe Sack. And he lived up there forever, and they went to West Cath. He called them Hollanders. And the Hollander, his grandson now, and Joe's passed away, and Judy Sienegrad's still alive. His grandson is an All-American in Hope now, and I would laugh just to hear Joe. You know? because he was a tremendous distance runner that could have went safe when going to Hope. And if you go to Hope and Calvin, and I played there, they're not small schools,
right,
Jeff. And their facilities are as fine as any.
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah. Well, I'm looking. I just grabbed Aquinas' volleyball real quick.
Did
just
you see what their record was? It's unbelievable.
Let me get back to that real quick. 40-1 over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think they lost a game. And, you know, Siena had an unbelievable year, and how tough our league was. We lost that last game to Indiana Tech to go to Nationals.
32-game winning streak. But I'm looking, like, they got a girl from, you know, went to Wilmington University.
Yes.
From Hawaii.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. You know, how do you pull that off again? Then you're talking about, you know, they had an Indiana State girl. But she's from Jenison originally anyway.
Yeah.
But they had another girl from Eastern that transferred in.
Right.
You know, from Grand Rapids. And so, you know, when you can pull in those type of transfers and stuff too, they got a Miami of Ohio girl. Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And once you get it rolling, and you're going to see probably more of that as we go down the line, you know, you're going to see even at our level, more people popping from one school to another, you know. Which, you know, good or bad, I know I don't want to get into that now, but we laugh that the guy from Indiana, he brings in, 23 transfers, 13 from his school, right?
Right.
Totally transforms the team. U of M basketball would be starting five transfers. They're starting four with the one guy that's the fifth guy who was a transfer a year ago.
Right.
You know, everybody, it's all changed at D1, so it's got to filter down mm-hmm. to 2 and 3 in NAIA.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we talked actually with Coach Cohn about that a little bit the other day, too, on the last morning that John Roberts and I talked to him on the morning show. And, you know, and it's one of the things that, you know, with the recruiting time, everybody signing now in the signing period and stuff, they kind of have to wait a little bit and see, you know, where the guys fall that, you know, think that, okay, I've got this. Oh, no, they're not going to take me anymore. And so, you know, where am I going to be? And you've got to really kind of beat the bushes a little bit because you're not sure where some of these guys, you know, that guys that thought they might have been a mid-major or, a FCS guy and go, oh, well, maybe they are not there. And so they can look at, you know, the D2 or the NAIA schedule. And so, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what you need and where they're at, it's a little more difficult because you're not sure who these guys might be, you know, signing with or where they're going to land.
You know, and I've been out of it, but the mid-states used to have a rule you could not transfer within your league, okay? And I'll have to ask Coach Cohn that question. And but now so many of the teams, when I do broadcast the home games, the skill people that we've been playing against are a lot of more transfers. You know? Maybe down transfer,
right.
Not necessarily what I call cross transfer.
Right.
So unfortunately or fortunately, that's just the way it is,
yeah.
Right? And the one kid, I don't know if you follow Division I basketball, but his name's A.J. Storr. He played at St. John's, Tino, had a good year, went to Wisconsin last year, led him in scoring,
mm-hmm.
then went to Kansas, you know, because, you know, he's seen the money there. And he's not even starting this year. You know, he was in yet three schools in 3 years, right? That's pretty unheard of.
Yeah, you just, it's, you know, there's a lot to talk about in that.
Yeah,
side
it
of
really
that,
is.
For darn sure. But,
and we can't comment if it's good or bad. I guess it's a player's time, and the players should be able to go where they want to go. I don't have a problem with that. But in our, I don't think Adrian and Sienna, we've seen a lot of that. I think some people want a chance to play, and that's the main thing. And sometimes they may, be at a GLIAC score, maybe even a 1AA, and they get a chance, and they that's a good thing.
Right. We're going to take a timeout. Still waiting, Coach Rob, if he's coming in. Said he's on his way, so we'll see. But we got some other sports we can talk about in the interim. We'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by CNIH University right here. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith here at 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Welcome back. Cave Studios, Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith with you here on a Monday night, Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University. And we were going to talk some esports, but we're going to talk some football. As we have eight football players named all MSFA Mideast. And Shamar Askin, he was selected to the first team. So congrats to him, first team defensive back. As other Mid-South Football Association Mideast honors and second teams were Tenjaji Alexander, offensive lineman Walter Bauman, linebackers Tanner Rubenstein and Clark Hamilton, and three honorable mentions, George Talley the third, Brendan Hazenlater, and defensive back Jack Fitzgerald. So, again, asking a redshirt junior, now two-time first-team player, previously honored in 2023, tied for the team lead with three interceptions, 23 tackles, and one forced fumble. So, you know, you've seen them play a few times this year. And, you know, we're just talking about how where they're at and where they're going to be next year.
Well, you know, the thing is a lot of these guys are defensive players. And
yeah,
one thing you can say about Siena Heights football, the last some years, we've had a number of great defensive players. And this year, you know, when the injuries to the offensive line really paralyzed that team, plus a really tough crossover schedule where we lost a couple games, should have won. But look at these defensive names. They've been around a long time. The Clark Hamiltons and I'm trying to go to – and Rubenstein and Talley and Askin. I mean, the great D-backs we've had there in the past. And they battled. The last game – that we had, I think we played Indiana Wesleyan, right? They dropped like 77 on somebody the week before. It was a good game.
Yeah.
And we battled them the whole way. They got a touchdown on a fumble, whatnot. Our defense has always been where Coach Cone, and in fact, Coach Cone started as a defensive coordinator. People don't realize
right. What
a great football player he was, but he's coached both sides of the ball. So, it's good to see that some of these guys, I think one of the running backs got honorable mention.
Yeah, the Hazenlater, and it was a good year for him.
Yeah, he runs hard, and a lot of times he ran hard into the line and got nothing. And then I just really feel next year they patch up the offensive line, they got a decent quarterback. The Saints would be right back there knocking on the door on a above 500 team, and this is the first time in our history. This is the worst year we've had.
And yeah.
We just lost a lot of real tough games.
When I'm trying to look through the NAIA, I see St. Francis, Indiana lost their first round.
Oh, they did.
Game 31-24 to Southwestern in Kansas.
Kansas, yeah. I'm surprised. And who else? Did you see any other how our league did?
Indiana Wesleyan. Well, they got a bye.
Yeah, so they got a bye. Good.
So they play Southwestern.
Yeah, and they'll hammer them.
Yeah.
They will. They will hammer them, too. The Kansas League, they'll hammer them. I'm trying to think, anybody else get in?
That is it.
Really? That's a surprise. I mean, usually.
Yeah, it was just those two.
Wow.
Wow.
They must have took the two champs. That's, you know, because that's kind of a surprise because our league usually is so strong. And I'm just looking at this myself. I can't believe that Marion did not get in, you know?
Right. Yeah, the only others, yeah, there's nobody in. I mean, Kaiser ranked number one.
Right.
9-0. Grandview seeded number two.
I can't believe Marion was 8-2 and 4-1 and did not get in.
Hmm.
Wow, I got a man.
Well, I'm looking at these records
here.
I'm not
saying, you know, I've got my
Montana Western's 4, they're 9-1. Dixon State, North Dakota, 10-1. St. Thomas, 9-1. Georgetown, who's 10th ranked, it was 8-2.
Right.
That's the worst. Northwestern, Iowa's 8-2. Montana Tech, 9-2. So there was a couple 8-2s, but.
Yeah, see, St. Francis must have won the tiebreaker. They both were 4-1 in the Midwest.
Okay.
Were co-champs. Both teams were 8-2 overall.
Gotcha.
But Marion, you know, that's a form to leave them out.
Yeah.
That's a surprise because of their history of what they've done at the national. But, you know, you see, the SEC will find out in a couple weeks. You get a chance, they say, enough of your league for a while, maybe, you know. The NAIA said, could be.
Yeah. Yeah, and very well could be on that. But, again, congrats, you know, to the guys that just made the all-conference teams. And so hopefully that'll be good for that. We had a little wrestling over the weekend, too, I saw, Coach. I know the men went down to Life.
Wow.
The Life Men's Wrestling Open down in Atlanta, or Marietta, actually. Randy Fraley and Aiden Mosden had both finished in seventh. Fraley was 3-2 in the 133-pound weight class at the gold division. Mosden 4-2 in the 285-pound weight class. They both got to quarterfinals before falling out of the winner's bracket. So, again, Fraley at 133 finished seventh. And then, again, and there was looking at some of the others. Brandon Rao, no wins there. Mosen, again, seventh. So congrats to him. And then they had a silver division as well. They had a few guys wrestle in that one. So it's good. And then they had the, I think the men and I wrestled in Adrian College Wednesday. Yes. Is it like 11 o'clock or noon?
Yeah, it's a different time. Because we had the crosstown thing in the women, which was a good match last Thursday.
Yeah, that was a nice one. Santa got a nice win there.
And it seems so the men are going the Wednesday before Thanksgiving here, is that right?
Yes. Wow. 10 o'clock, it says.
Huh. That's interesting.
I knew that got changed to a weird time, so 10 o'clock Wednesday morning.
Wow. Well, you know, there's no school, so.
Over at Adrian.
Yeah, it's at Adrian.
Yeah, it's what
wow. I hope people get out.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing, if they've done that, to maybe are they doing a little bit of a, you know, a school thing? That'd be kind of neat.
I know that, you know, Adrian College's wrestling program has really been strong.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. Wow.
Yeah, but women, let's get back to that.
It's a competitive match.
Yeah, because, you know, we had the coaches in last week. Really good to talk with.
Awesome.
It was a nice, and I tell you, Pindell was phenomenal. She was so nice to chat with. And I noticed she didn't even wrestle the other night.
Well, remember how many they were log jammed at about three or four weights?
Yes.
And he had to make a call, remember?
Yep.
And because right now it seems like at these tournaments they can wrestle more than one at these weights. But when he has to make a decision, and she's had a – I noticed that too because I looked at her name immediately.
Yeah, I was looking for it too, yeah, to figure out where that was at on that. But, again, it was a nice win. I'm trying to find a recap. They claimed the Maple Cup, they called it, and – three pins and a decision are up to 28-15 win. Alicia Coleman, Zoe Husar, Phoenix Waters all won via fall. Athena Calderon had a decision. So Coleman got the Saints started in the first match, winning in 116. Then Calderon followed with a 4-0 win. The next two matches were won by Husar and Waters. So they had a 110. They had a double forfeit. And then Adrian College won at 117 with a forfeit. And then again at 124, Coleman gets a nice win over Sophia Renteria. She pinned her. And then Caden Wallace from Siena got a forfeit there. Then at 138, Athena Calderon was over Samantha Boldrone. That was a 4-0 win. And then at 45, Zoe Husar beat Isabel Worthington, or Worthing, that is. She pinned her in a minute six. Then Phoenix Waters pinned Jasmine Hale in 2:35. And then at 180, Adrian College won in a forfeit. Then at 2:07, Maya Geichens beat Aubrey Hunt, pinned her. And Hunt had a good weekend at that 2:07 the weekend before. So that girl from Adrian must have been pretty good. But Phoenix Waters, again, a good win for her. She's been around for a minute, a little bit for Adrian, or at for Siena Heights. So it's good to see her getting some wins. But yeah, it's a nice, nice time for them to get a couple wins. And I really, again, talking with Coach, I was talking to somebody the other day about it, about Coach DeRocher and what, you know, talking about a guy that is really, and he had told us too that, you know, doesn't want to be or need to be the smartest guy in the room, you know, really trying to get guys and surround people around him that know maybe something a little different than him, and to be able to teach it and you know, try to build that program up. And I think that, you know, they had a good recruiting class with Whitney Cox in there before him, but I think he's doing a good job of keeping it going along. It was really nice to chat with him and get a little understanding of where his thoughts are on the program.
Yeah, I would agree. I thought, you know, and that it was interesting as he talked about how, as I mentioned earlier, certain weight classes were kind of log jammed, you know, and he really didn't have anybody wrestling uncomfortable or up or down, but he had to make decisions when they maybe went to the duels. But with some of these invites where they've wrestled so many opens or they've wrestled mega duels where they could bring different people in and out, you know, they, you know, on some of these dual meet deals where they'd wrestle four or five in one day. But when you get down to, you know, the one that he's got to make a decision. One of the things, I guess, Coach, as we look forward to this, is Wednesday, which is the day after tomorrow. You know, it's something you can talk about on the morning show a little bit about. Maybe get to find out what's going on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's interesting that we're doing a I know neither team has school.
Right.
That'd be an interesting time to – you know, have to do a competition.
I might be able to get an answer on that in a second.
You know, I know that we do something on New Year's Eve every year with Spring Arbor where we play a 1 o'clock game either there or our place, you know.
In basketball?
In basketball, which has been a kind of a neat thing. We're close enough And you know, it's been kind of a traditional thing now.
Yeah.
You know, this is different, you know, because usually being an old coach, that Wednesday morning practice before we sent the kids home because they wanted to go home for Thanksgiving was always a tough one.
Right.
They were ready to get out. They practiced at 9, 10 in the morning. It was like pulling teeth, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and you always want to make things positive, but you – and that part of the thing as a coach, you gotta get them to go to work when it's time to go to work, right?
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see you know, I remember when we played softball years ago, and I'm talking rec softball, we'd play these tournament games, and, man, we played with a bunch of guys who were teachers, we were a great 8 o'clock in the morning team, right? I wasn't, but they were, right? And we're going to find out who's going to be a good morning wrestling team on Wednesday.
Well, I just found out, I guess they were supposed to have it like on a Tuesday,
Yeah.
But then coming back from Georgia was a little bit, so then they're doing it Wednesday morning.
They delayed it because of the...
And then so probably just do it Wednesday, so then both teams can get out after that, so... All right. Well, we're going to take another time out. We'll be back with more Saints Sports Weekly right here. 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future. And Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting sienaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at sienaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at sienaheights.edu.
And welcome back in Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and now we're going to talk a little esports as Coach Rob's with us. Coach Steve Robinson, good evening, Coach. How are we?
I am doing fantastic. I want to apologize off the bat, ladies and gentlemen. We got caught up in a team meeting, and it went longer than expected. I completely thought it was at 7 tonight, and it's 6, so I apologize.
That's all right. You know, Coach Smith and I can talk about anything for a while, so we're good.
So was this one of the good team meetings or bad team meetings, Coach? Or
Coach, every team meeting is a good one.
Okay.
But we actually just meet every Monday at 6 o'clock, and we just talk as a group. So never bad.
Well, I was just thinking of the old Philadelphia 76ers team meeting where Maxey, I guess it came out the press, told Embiid to get on time. You know, I loved it. I don't mean that. I'm just kidding. So talk about how you talk about how your season's been going.
Yeah, no. So I think when we last spoke, we were talking about WAC. We obviously,
yes.
WAC finished up. We ended up getting second to Rochester. Again, they've had our number the last 3 years, so we've gotten second in that the last 3 years.
Was that? Did we host
really
that?
Event. We did. We hosted it here. In the Dominican Hall. We had 7 of the 12 WAC teams show up. So we had Rocket League in the auditorium, and then we had a smash event in the lobby area. So that smash event had 60 players from the teams, from all the WAC schools, and then we had the Rocket League teams here as well.
Nice.
So we had about 100 students here, 100 student athletes here from WAC schools.
That's outstanding.
So looking at schedule, most of your stuff's getting wrapped up for this year?
Correct, yes, correct. So our Academy League team, they actually just won the championship last Thursday in their conference for NACE. They went undefeated, didn't drop any games to any teams. They beat Butler in the championship 2-0. And then our Overwatch team, which is currently they're ranked number 14 in the country. They beat the number 4 team, which is Fisher, Thursday as well, 4-1. So they are going to the championship for ECAC next Thursday. So started off kind of slow, but we are definitely hitting our stride like we did last year.
Now, are they traveling for that championship?
So we will not travel this semester, but in the spring, ECAC, they usually try to have a LAN event. So we will try to get to that one.
All right. Well, I mean, and looking at your roster again, Coach, I mean, you've got a lot of kids coming in. You've done a great job recruiting on campus and making sure you're filling things out. How is that going? And, is there anything new on the horizon as far as different sports or any new games that are going to be involved with what you have going on with esports?
Right. Yeah, no, so every time we talk, I always shoot out, that magic number that Sue gives me, 20. So that is the number again this year. Plan is to hit it. The plan for us is to be done recruiting in March for this upcoming class. So then from there, we'll kind of just keep expanding our teams. We'll have academy teams for all of the major titles that we have. So that's another, 15 to 20 players there. So now it's just kind of figuring out what fits, who can fit where, and then kind of moving forward. There aren't any new titles at the moment, so it's more so just refining the team that we have and then adding pieces in. And then the other part of it is getting marketing people here to do some of the social media stuff for us.
All right, and you're throwing out a new term that Fred and I both looked at. What is the academy team then?
So I am, obviously, I'm a traditional sport guy, back in the day type of guy. So that is like the JV team.
Right.
Or the junior
reserve
brothers.
Or whatever.
I just like using academy, so it sounds a little better.
I kind of thought as much.
It's all in how you phrase it to people these days. You got to be super cognizant about it.
Yeah. You're part of the academy team. Sweet. That sounds really cool.
See, that sounds prestigious.
It does. It does. It's all, it's the psychological way you get things and people to do stuff. But, hey, that works. It definitely works. But, again, list off all of the different sports that we do have participants in.
Of course. So we got Rocket League, Overwatch, Valorant, League of Legends, Fortnite, Hearthstone, Smash, 2K, Madden.
Boy, you're building an empire over there, Coach. I'm telling you.
Coach, we are trying. You were here when we started out, when I first got around. So you understand what it looks like and what it did look like.
You are, you did exactly what you said you were going to do because, Man, you look at the rosters and everything, and then you look at the expansion up in Dominican and whatnot. I just take my hat off to you and all the administration and Sue and everybody. You guys have done a great job.
Absolutely. No, that is, and you know the administration here, so they are in our corner, and they will do whatever needs to get done for us to be successful and bring the people here that we need. So hats off to them. They have been nothing but gracious to me since I've gotten back.
Well, I'm looking too at the roster, and you had mentioned as well, and one of them is a guy that works here at the station. He'll be coming in here in a few minutes, but the marketing team. So
right.
you've got maybe people that aren't players that want to be involved in this, though. How does that work for you?
Absolutely, absolutely. So Josh is a big part of it. You know, he actually was the showrunner for WAC, so he did everything on the back end. I just helped make sure everything was here, everything was scheduled and delivered and stuff like that, but he ran the production from start to finish. So he was in the booth from 9 a.m. until about 7 p.m., you know, with his group, and they did videos, they did interviews, they took photos, they had the casting and everything. So that is something that we're super passionate about, because there are some people that don't know the games, don't compete at a high level, but they enjoy them and are passionate about them. So they want to shoutcast or commentate. And that part is just as important for the people that are watching, because it's storytelling for them. So we always want to make sure we do that the best we can.
Well, along with that, the commentating and stuff. So if somebody does want to watch one of the events, how do they do that?
Correct. Yeah. So you know, this year we actually added ourselves to YouTube as well, but it had been on Twitch. So it was literally just twitch.tv/ShoeSport, all one word. And we have it. You know, you follow our schedule on Shoe Sports or Shoe Saints, the esports schedule. We have the link on that as well within our social media page. We always post the link when we go live.
Okay. Yeah, because that would be interesting to watch a little bit of that.
Well, absolutely, absolutely.
And Coach, I'd love to see that in other sports too, that people that are interested when we do so many games, if they're not on the Cave or LAN, but they're doing them online, that we had students right. That would be interested in broadcasting maybe basketball games or soccer games and whatnot. It's a great experience, and it also lends to the feed, especially to people, parents and grandparents, love to hear that commentary to the, you know, to the action.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, that is, like you said, Coach, that is a different element, you know, that brings people in. And for us, the commentary part of it is a big way for us to get recruits and future Saints in, because they see, like, okay, maybe I'm not good at the game, maybe I'm not a high-level player, but I can do that and bring my passion in that way.
Well, looking at your big roster as well, I know, do you get some help in coaching with all the different teams and activities going on?
So this year, not so much. I have some virtual coaches that help with some of the individual rosters for like League of Legends and Valorant and whatnot. But as far as in person, right now it is just me. I have a assistant coach. I'll officially have an assistant in July, and he is actually a current player here, Ethan Sudol. He will graduate with his degree this May, and then he'll become my full-time assistant in July. So. Trying to keep it in the family, trying to bring in people who understand what we're trying to do and can do it at a high level.
Well, that's a good way to, you know what the program's about, and especially as, you know, even trying to recruit and trying to bring people in, they really know what to expect. And so that's nice that you can keep somebody, you know, in-house.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he has been here. He was one of the first recruits I brought in. So he has been here when it started bad. He's been here now that is getting to where we wanted to get. And then he'll be around for us to hit that next plateau or that next stepping stone that we're looking for.
Well, especially with the numbers you're dealing with, I know that you wonder why you got time mixed up, but you got to be a busy guy trying to deal with 50, 60 kids, you know. That'd be like, you know, having one guy coach a big high school football team. You couldn't do it, you know.
Exactly.
So for you to have another full-time person is an excellent thing, and it will only help not only your numbers, but more importantly, the quality and the overseeing of your program, Coach. How are the facilities coming over in Dominican?
See, you two are going to get me in trouble, because last time we talked, I made a promise when I got hired. I was like, okay, I need the third floor, and I'm going to do what I have to do to make sure we get it. So there are, you know, some moving parts. We're trying to get it situated. All I can do is keep bringing in the type of student-athletes that I want to bring in for our program, and then, you know, leave it up to administration to say, okay, we're moving esports here, or we're doing A or X, Y, and Z, and then we'll kind of go from there and be flexible with it. So the ideal scenario would be to have a building, an IT building or a tech building with us in one part or one floor and then go from there. But
right
now we'll take what we get and we'll just be excited and happy about it.
Yeah, and you're right. Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble. But I did know, you know, that as you grow, and I know when we did the original building, you know, it wasn't designed for 50, 60. It was designed for maybe 20 or 30, you know. And
so, for sure.
I'm sure that, you know, and that's one of the things I know Coach Silsbeck's dealing with is, you know, where to put our cheer dance stunt people, where to put our, you know, our wrestlers, you know. And
for
it's,
sure.
You know, I'm sure that's something that's keeping her up at night. But it's a good problem to have. And
right.
That's Vice President of Athletics, Coach Silsbeck anymore.
I have to kiss the coach's ring the next time I see her. But, no, seriously, it's got to be, you know, something I know isn't easy. But the good news is you really are off to a great start. And, you know, it sounds like you're doing well. And I want to personally congratulate you. We always do. And I know you're not the only one that's a little remiss. I know Jeff and I promised that we wanted to get over there and do a show right at your spot, you know.
But we're waiting for the new building. That's the thing. We're waiting for the new building.
you're waiting for that way you have more space to set up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you now.
You know, Coach. One thing I do want to mention, though, Coach, just looking through your roster is it's a pretty diverse area. From where you've got players at, I mean, from all over the country. And is that, you know, I know this is being online. There's a lot of, you know, interconnecting across the world. And does that help?
Absolutely.
Are you, you know, recruiting some of the guys in between, you know, friends and guys that they've grown up playing with or against and say, hey, there's a place for you here?
Absolutely. And I'll be honest with you, fellas, When I took the gig, and even a little bit this year, a little bit differently now, but I have always been a proponent of not recruiting Michigan, right? Like, I want to get, because a lot of our kids are from Michigan, right, that are here already, but I want to get people that are from California or Utah or Virginia and bring them to the Mitten, right, so they can kind of expand and see what it's like here, and maybe they become Saints that live here for the next 20, 30 years, and then there's their sons or daughters become Saints. So then we're trying to just build those pipelines really deep. So, you know, Michigan kids and student athletes are always important, but I am a huge fan of filling out this calendar map or this map that I have at home and filling in every state and saying I got a kid from every state. So we're at 31 now, so we got 19 more that we got to grab.
So you're like the guy that's driving the Winnebago down the side of the highway that's got all the little dots of what states they visited.
that's your
map, Coach Rob's map of across the United States. Oh, goodness. Well, hey, Coach, again, we got to get out of here so Josh can do his job after us. But we appreciate your time, and, you know, don't worry about the mix-up, but I'm glad we were able to get you in here tonight and talk a little bit about Saints Esports.
Absolutely. And if there is any way or any chance I can come in at another point with a player or an alum, I would love to do it and sit down and have a longer conversation. By all means, if you have my number, let me know.
Yep, and we'll talk with Josh on that, because I guarantee you there's some coaches that would probably give up an evening for you as well. So we can probably definitely make that work. So, again, Coach Steve Robinson from the eSports at Siena Heights University. Coach Rob, thanks again for coming in and talking with us, and good luck with all the rest you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. Hey, you fellas have a great night tonight.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Coach.
You as well.
All right. Once again, that's Coach Steve Robinson from the eSports here at Siena Heights University. We want to thank him once again for stopping by and getting us a little bit up to date on some of the things going on with eSports. We always appreciate his time, as always. So, once again, Coach Fred Smith and Jeff Bowman with you. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 6 and 8 over at Adrian College for basketball with the Adrian and Siena men and women. And it's going to be right here on the Cave as well. So we'll see you out there tomorrow. Right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.